Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, and the Ruco Box. I'm so excited to share another great guest with you this evening. Angie Romero is a life wellness coach, holistic practitioner, and also the editor and publisher of HealthierWomen.com. Oh, I'm sorry, happierhealthierwomen.com, because they also want to be happy, not just healthy. I'll introduce Angie right after our first break. So stay tuned for a great show. I know you're going to really enjoy our talk tonight. Now, as I continue to expand the reach of this show, I'm excited to announce, again, that The Holistic Entrepreneur can be found on other stations. It's on iTunes and Stitcher, SoundCloud, Speak Up Talk Radio, and also Spreaker. And I also am sending recordings of these shows to the Holistic Entrepreneur channel on YouTube. So you can really find this show in a number of places. So please, if you're interested, if you find this show of value, please subscribe, follow, share. I want to reach as many people as possible with this motivational, inspirational tips and insights that help you get one step closer to living your dream as a holistic entrepreneur. That's really my goal. Now, being a holistic entrepreneur, to me, is more of a mindset than what you actually do for a living. You see the person that you're working with as a whole. You come from that heart-centered place as you do your work. To me, it's more a philosophy. And perhaps this is you. Perhaps that's why you've decided to join us here on the show tonight. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show tonight. I promise I'm not going to disappoint. I appreciate you spending your valuable time here with us on the show. And I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel that your time was well spent. You're not going to be disappointed tonight. You know, as I was thinking about what to talk about on the show tonight, I began thinking about how I truly believe that our thoughts become things. You know, to me, you know, it's fall, the kids are gone back to school, we're settling into more of a routine, for many people at least. The summer is over. I mean, living in Wisconsin, we have seasons here. So, you know, with the advent of fall, it means summer's gone, goodbye. This time of year always leaves me feeling like it's a new beginning. So it's time for me to be sure that my thoughts and feelings are really creating the life I want. Because we really do create our own reality. Every thought is a prayer. And you know, the law of attraction isn't necessarily a new thing. I mean, it dates back to the Emerald Tablet in 3000 BC. That's not really a new thing. That ancient document begins with some wording that says, as above, so below. The above is really representing our outer world. And the below is representing our inner world, which is our thoughts, feelings. It's really our energy and our vibration. You know, I was having a conversation with someone yesterday about affirmations and how she doesn't really believe in how the affirmations really work. Now, she's a life coach, and she helps people change their limiting beliefs, but she uses a different method because she just can't buy into affirmations. So we had this conversation on what affirmations really are and the various ways of using them. Now, to me, words are just words. I mean, if you write them down or say them out loud, there's a little more energy there. You know, there's power in the written word and your voice. But I think that the real difference really lies in the emotion, the feeling. That energy is so much more powerful. To me, that's an essential part of affirmations, because words are simply words. Now, if you say something, even though you really sound like you mean it, and you have post-it notes all over your house, and you look in the mirror as you say your affirmations, but inside, your thoughts are not in agreement. There's that little doubter that we all have, that inner critic, that negative Nelly, that we all have that says, yeah, like that's never going to happen. Well, if your affirmations are like that, then of course they're not helping you. So I can see why so many people don't think that affirmations don't work. If they do them without the emotion, of course they're not going to work. Now, I don't really use affirmation statements per se most of the time, but I do set an intention, and then I focus on the energy of what it feels like to already be there and how grateful I am for this abundance, whatever that abundance is. That's why I journal the future. You know, I think that Greg Braden, he's one of my favorite authors. I don't know if you know any of his work, but he's a well-known pioneer in bridging science and spirituality. And he tells this story of his experience in one of his books. It's in The Lost Mode of Prayer. And the story kind of goes like this. I think this really illustrates how the feeling is so important. So the story is, it was in the early 90s, and this is a true story. In the early 90s, it was a time of great drought in the Southwest. He had a good friend who was a Native American medicine man. And one day his friend called him up and said, "Do you want to come out to the desert with me and pray because of this lack of rain?" And being interested in spirituality, of course, Greg said, sure. So they drove out to the desert, and then they walked a little ways to this sort of stone formation that looked sort of like a medicine wheel in a circle, stones in a circle. And it was a medicine wheel that his ancestors had built, and that's where he would always go to pray. So Greg's friend gets there and takes off his shoes, and then he walks into the center of this stone formation. And Greg stayed behind and just waited and watched. So his friend stood there for just a couple of minutes in silence. And then he bowed his head. And then he came back, walking to where Greg was standing. And he said, "Well, I'm hungry. Let's go get something to eat." And Greg was like surprised. He said, "What?" You know, he expected the stereotypical drums and dancing and chanting for rain. He said, "What did you do when you were out there for those couple of minutes?" "I thought you were praying." And his friend just looked at him and said, "Well, I was, but I didn't pray for rain. If I prayed for something, that assumes that it does not exist in this moment, and it couldn't happen. What I did was I prayed rain. I took off my shoes so that I could feel what the earth feels like when the mud squishes between my toes when I walk out in our village after a hard rain. I imagined what the corn stalks in the cornfield right outside our village, felt like brushing up against my shoulders, when in reality the corn was wilted and had not grown. I sensed what our adobe hoses smell like when the rain has showered them all day. That's what I prayed. I smelled the smells, I felt the feelings, and then I gave thanks. I gave thanks for the rain that we already had. That's how I pray." And later that day, it did rain. More rain than they knew what to do with. Now, Greg says he has no scientific basis for this prayer that caused the rain that day. But it did rain, and it rained for the first time in many months. I like to believe it was the feeling, the emotion, the gratitude that creates a reality, not just merely words. Now, tonight, my guest, Angie Romero, is here. She's a life and wellness coach, holistic practitioner, editor and publisher of Happier, Healthier Women. And she's going to join me right when we come back from this first break. I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back after this break.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion. If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dream quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Well, welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight with Angie Romero. Angie works with other holistic entrepreneurs to get their businesses up and running. Her coaching packages include a balance of business and transformational coaching. She's a life and wellness coach, a holistic practitioner, and editor and publisher of HappierHealthierWomen.com. She's also the recipient of the VIP Women of the Year by the National Association of Women for 2013 for her service to women worldwide to live happier and healthier lives in all areas of their life. Now, for more information on her latest course, visit HappierHealthierWomen.com. Or you can email her at editor@HappierHealthierWomen.com. And before Angie leaves the show tonight, I'll make sure that you get contact information for the best way to find her as well. So, Angie, welcome to the show. I am so glad that you've taken time out of your busy day, or evening, I should say, to spend time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Hi, thank you for the time.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to have fun tonight. You know, I read a little bit about people, you know, in their bio, but there's always more to the story, right? So would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you've become today?
Sure. Well, actually, it began maybe 5 years ago or a little bit more. I enrolled into a complementary and alternative medicine school. And I'll be totally honest, I enrolled because the classes that they were teaching were kind of out there and they were woohoo. And I said, I like this. I never expected the outcome that I did. I mean, it completely changed my life. I remember walking in the first few classes and the founder was a professor and he told everybody, bring your issues, whatever childhood issues, whatever problems or chaos you need to deal with, we're going to deal with them throughout this year program. And I remember thinking to myself, well, I don't have any issues. I don't have any childhood problems. Along comes the story that, wow, we all have issues that we need to work out. It was just, yep. I didn't even know that. Yeah, it's amazing. So I went ahead and I completely transformed my life. I'm blessed to say without even wanting to. I mean, it really was a blessing in disguise. And it kind of led me to just follow the path and see the changes I did, see the changes the people I went to school with happened in their lives. And I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
And what kind of program was this, Angie?
It's a complementary and alternative medicine program.
Okay, so like all the facets of that. Like the nutrition and all the stuff. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So you had a lot of, it sounds like you had a lot of, I mean, there's lots to complementary medicine. I know I've studied that myself, but it sounds like the benefit that you didn't know that you were going to get was really from that whole, you know, emotional mind body, you know, limiting belief, that whole piece of it.
Right. And also the mental, the psychology behind, you know, the thoughts. You were talking about Greg Braden, and, you know, there's so many different people out there that are discovering alternative ways to view the world, to view medicine, to view our reality. And it just opens our minds and it opens our hearts to living more peaceful and happier. And that's kind of where Happier, Healthier Women came from. It's
awesome.
It's just a platform for people to realize in whichever direction, you know, it brings to them that there is so many different ways that we can do to help each other.
Now, how would you describe you in terms of, you know, your business, your practice, your whatever it is that you call that? How would you describe it if somebody said, well, what do you do, Angie? How would you describe what you do?
Well, that depends who I'm talking to.
Okay.
Right. For the people in your audience and with you, I would say that basically I'm a life coach at the same time I'm a holistic entrepreneur coach, in the sense that I also come from an advertising and graphic design background. Mm. And once this world opened up to me, and a few years ago I started asking myself, well, if I have all these skills and this knowledge, it kind of became apparent very slowly that maybe not all holistic entrepreneurs know what I know in business, and they don't know the marketing behind of it. And there's so many people that could use their skills and knowledge, but they don't know how to be reached.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's an issue, you know, a challenge, I should say, for many new entrepreneurs, especially, you know, it's like, website, how do I, like, do that? Or how do I figure out what even to put into a website and social media, and how do people find me, and all that sort of thing. So it sounds like that's a lot of what you do. I mean, do you do both? Because your education in that complementary medicine program that you were in is more, I would think it would be more, you know, how to be, you know, healthier with diet and nutrition and mind body stuff and exercise and, you know, all those things, you know, outside of the whole pharmaceutical industry, the other stuff. So do you combine that with helping entrepreneurs with their websites and their platform and their all that stuff too?
I do. Actually, that's kind of what makes me different from other coaches. It's because I can come to a holistic business, let's put it this way, and I can talk to an entrepreneur and help them with the website and the marketing and give them ideas, and I break it down for them in easy terms. But the complementary alternative person inside me comes out when I see them struggling with certain things, or when they procrastinate in a certain way, or they didn't want to come out and really be what they're supposed to be because something's holding them back. Then I actually, part of my program is I work with them to see why are they sabotaging their own efforts, sometimes even before taking off. So that's kind of where I mix in. Right. That's kind of where I mix in all my different hats.
Yeah. And that is, I mean, I can relate to that because that's not too dissimilar from the clients that I have, but yet you're right. You can see people self-sabotaging, and you can see that they're just stuck on something, and it's hard for the person themselves to see it. So to have, you know, a coach be able to point that out for them, and then also then help them with those limiting beliefs or whatever it is that's causing them to self-sabotage. Some people, you know, they say they want to be successful, but there's something inside of them. It's like that negative Nelly that says, well, who am I? The imposter syndrome, right? They don't want to really be successful at that subconscious level. So I can see where that happens a lot with your clients.
Right, well, and I work a lot with them for that.
Oh, that's awesome, and that's so needed. And you're right, that does make you unique. Maybe a challenge that you had along your journey as a holistic entrepreneur and how you overcame that. Or I don't know, maybe you didn't have any.
Oh, no, trust me, I had plenty.
Everybody does. Everybody does. I always say that knowing what the answer is going to be. Yeah.
Exactly. That takes me like 5 years ago when he told me, come with your issues, and I said I didn't have any. Yeah, that was a lie. No. Business-wise, I mean, of course, we always have challenges. And when you learn something new, let's say you've always done a 9-to-5 job or you've done this, and when you're entering entrepreneurship itself, it's a completely different mind change. Mm-hmm. In that sense, I kind of took it nice. It was slow. I've always kind of had an entrepreneurial spirit. But when it came to a holistic entrepreneurial, I didn't know what to do. It wasn't, when I began, there weren't so many people out there helping like we are now. So you kind of have to figure everything out on your own. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that I'm very technological and computer savvy, and between all the things that I know in graphics and advertising and, you know, just I like the way things are, I was able to figure it out on my own. But even that, I think the biggest challenge for me was what we were talking about before. It was trying to recognize my own limiting beliefs and actually breaking through them, because it's not easy to see them. And even when you do see them, it's not easy to get out of it. And that for me was a really big challenge.
Yeah. Oh, I hear that. And we all have limiting beliefs. I mean, that's, you know, little stuff that we heard when we were kids, you know, that they're in there someplace. I always tell people, everything is in your subconscious mind, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. You want the good stuff at the top. And it's not always the stuff that's at the top. Sometimes it's a little buried and the bad stuff is at the top. So how did you overcome that? I mean, what was one of your, do you mind sharing, you know, one of your beliefs that kept you stuck or that was a challenge for you that you had to sort of work on?
Well, I think, now I know what happened. It's kind of, say how to word it. Everything that I would always constantly think, I always thought I had to be, I wasn't ready yet. It was that self-doubt and that fear of other people know more than I do, and who am I to say that I can do this? And I remember a particular conversation I had with somebody. He's an actual web designer, nothing to do with our field. He means just complete coding and web designing. And we just started talking about a little bit of everything, and I was coaching him through Holistic or something. And he just turned around and he said, you know, I've known you for so long, and I know that you're great at what you do, but this is the first time I experience it. Do you offer classes that are coming up soon? And I looked at him and I laughed and I said, I never thought you would have been interested. And he goes, you know what? I wasn't. But just listening to the way you explained it, it made so much sense to me that I really want to know more. Mm-hmm. And that right there clicked. It really clicked in the sense that, wow, somebody does admire the fact that I do know all this, and I was able to admire his constructive feedback, which I had never been able to do before. So I think that's what really shifted gears for me, that okay, you know, I need to have more confidence in me, because people are relying their confidence in me, and I wasn't seeing it the way that it should have been.
Yeah, and I think confidence, such self-confidence, I think is a huge I think it's a challenge for almost every new entrepreneur. I mean, I don't know, maybe there are some people, maybe Donald Trump never had this issue, I don't know. But but most people, I think, struggle with that. I think that's very common. And, you know, somebody told me once in one of my previous businesses that if you don't offer something to somebody, you're really making the decision for them that they wouldn't want it. And why should you decide for them? They let them decide for themselves, you know, which is so true. And it's kind of like what you were talking about with your web designer guy friend that you were chatting with. So self-confidence, I think, is huge for so many people. So how have you gotten past that? How do you, I mean, what's different with you now?
Definitely, I have more confidence in how I approach things. I have more confidence definitely in what I do and what I tell others, because if I don't feel confident, I mean, I'll tell them straight out. If I have a client and they come to me for something, I'll do my best. And I know from a place of heart, I am doing my best. And if for some reason it doesn't happen, I'm honest with them. And I said, you know, we gave it a shot and let's try something else. And that built in my confidence. And I guess you could put it in a way that's imperfect action.
Yes.
I learned to take off that perfectionist hat, and that was also hard for me. But once you do, you need to take action. And even if it's not perfect, I heard somebody say it once, and it just stuck with me. It's little imperfect actions are going to get you way farther than no action at all.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a saying that I like that I use a lot. I don't even know whose it is, but it's that perfectionism is a character defect because we all try to be perfect, and it's really not the way we should be.
I know, and nothing will ever be perfect, so that's why we keep running in circles.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, and do you find, I mean, I think this is true, at least in my experience, if you're not, or if I'm not, you know, confident about something, people can tell. I mean, like my voice gets lower, and you know, I talk more softly, and I maybe don't even stand up as tall. I'm not sure. You know, you just your body shows it in your voice, and your, I mean, it's the energy thing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that, Angie. I think that many, many people struggle with that. We're going to take another short break, but when we come back, I want to sort of pick your brain on some of the insights and tips and things that you would have for other holistic entrepreneurs in the journey that maybe we could help shorten their learning curve a little bit. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with Angie Romero, and we're going to be right back.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion. If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dream quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight with Angie Romero. She's a life and wellness coach, a holistic practitioner, and the editor and publisher of Happier, Healthier Women. Angie, before the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, self-confidence, which is something that everybody struggles with. And thank you so much for sharing that, because I think sometimes people think that, you know, entrepreneurs who are out there and successful and, you know, have a magazine and all that sort of stuff never dealt with that, those sorts of things, like self-confidence. But we all go through that. So thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, I'd love to hear some of your, you know, ahas and your tips and your, like, advice that we have for people. But first, I want to hear a little bit more about your magazine, Happier, Healthier Women. Could you share a little bit about that with our listeners in case, you know, they'd like to go check it out?
Of course, I'd love to. The background of the magazine actually began because of what we're talking about. There are so many different areas in life that so many different people want to focus on. It kind of started as a way to be connected, and people started subscribing, and it was a emailed magazine PDF all the time. As the subscription keeps growing and more people are visiting the site, I decided to change the platform, and now everything is on the actual website. And once in a while, I sent out the PDF. But Happier, Healthier Women is not only for women. I mean, my marketing mind targets women, but I have a 34% men subscribers, and they just find the articles interesting because the six topics are finance, relationships, personal development, parenting, obviously mind, body, and spirit, and finances. I didn't mention that one already. And the other reason I created the magazine or the platform is exactly, again, for the holistic entrepreneurs. It's a way for people that are beginning to get out there and market their message, and they have something to say to the world. I allow that on the platform, and I help them and I coach them through the article writing process. And it's a win-win for everybody because the audience gets great articles, gets great information, which is the number one reason that I created the magazine when I did. And now with all the clients and the holistic coaches and life coaches and nutritionists learning how to do it, they're, again, building up their self-confidence, and they're able to tell other bigger websites or bigger platforms, I've already been published at Happier, Healthier Women. And many of my writers have actually been featured in the HuffPost Post lately.
Oh, wow. That's very cool.
Yeah. So it's very nice in the sense that the audience gets what they need, and I created it for that reason. And then I created it also as a platform so that the holistic entrepreneurs and everybody that wants to get their message out there, as long as it's under one of those six categories, it's allowed. And it's a way to build their confidence and build their message and build their credibility in order to do what it is that they want to do.
Yeah. And I think a magazine, especially online magazines, are great. I used to write for a magazine as well. And, you know, sometimes people think that, oh, gosh, I can't write a book. It's so big. But I could do an article because that's not as long, you know. And so it's a way for people to be published without having to write a whole book, as an example. So I think that's great that you do that. And I was looking at one of your Facebook communities. I think it is there's one, I think that's called Happier, Healthier Women. And you've got quite a following in building that community. And the thing that I noticed about being on your Facebook page was that it was an active community. I mean, you get lots of, you know, likes and lots of comments and things and the things that you post. How did you grow that? Or did it just happen kind of automatically? I mean, did you have that at the same time as the magazine, and did they, you know, how did that all transform?
Well, the magazine became first. When I saw the actual subscription to the magazine started growing, obviously with the whole social media, I opened up the Facebook, and now I just started receiving posts of, you have a new follower, you have a new follower, you have a new follower. Mm-hmm. When I realized the number, I was like, wow, okay, I guess, you know, I'm heading in the right way, that people are liking the conversations. Because very egocentrically, I chose those six topics for the magazine because those are the topics that are important to me. And that's one of the things that I always tell my clients. Whatever you do, especially in the holistic, whatever it is that you're working on or whatever it is that you're teaching, make sure you're passionate about it, because that means you'll never be bored.
Right.
That means you have so much knowledge and so much more willingness to have ideas and be able to step out of a box and say, I'm going to try this, because you're passionate about it. And it shows on Happier, Healthier that so many people just started following and subscribing. I guess it's the passion that comes out.
Yeah. And it's, you know, these days with Facebook, how many likes you have is not really, doesn't mean any the same as it used to, because all those people don't see your posts, right? But the interaction is what I always look at when I look at, you know, other people's pages and stuff, is how many, you know, likes and shares and comments and things like that. And it's not, I don't think it's super easy to build an active, engaged community. I think you've got something special there, so that's good. I was impressed with how that looked. So you're welcome. How would you? I mean, if you had, you know, if you could, like, share your wisdom, your insights with other holistic entrepreneurs that are on the journey, because you're a little further along in your journey. What advice would you have for people, or what ahas, or what have you found, or what golden nuggets would you like to share?
I think we've touched on some of them already. The first one definitely is, you have to be passionate about what you're doing, what you're teaching, what you're getting yourself into. Because when we come across an obstacle, that's the passion that's going to allow you to push through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to really get you out of whatever stuck place you're in and move you forward. So always align yourself to exactly what you're doing. And the other one is, as good as a coach or this or that, sure, learn from others, but be authentic. Be yourself. Be your own voice. And that's going to bring people to you, no matter what.
Oh, I so agree. And we're going to take another short break here, Angie, but when we come back, I want to continue this conversation and then hear more about you and how people can connect with you. I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with Angie Romero, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight with Angie Romero. She's a life and wellness coach, a holistic practitioner, and the editor and publisher of Happier, Healthier Women. Angie and I were talking just before the break about some things that advice that she would have for people, you know, being yourself, being your authentic self, and also following your passion. I couldn't agree with her more on those. So, Angie, do you have any other words of wisdom, or would you like to expound on the things we've been talking about tonight?
I think the other golden nugget is a lot of holistic practitioners, once we begin business, we are so driven by what to do and how to do it, and we forget that the business is an extension of us. And if we look at it holistically, how are we? You know, how is my life in general? How are all my areas in life? Because that is also projected through our business to whatever it is that we do, to our clients, to our products, to everything that comes in between. So I think the other point of advice I would love to give everybody is don't forget to take care of yourself in all ways, from, of course, nutrition and physical, but also how are you emotionally? How are you mentally? You know, how's everything around you going? Because if the world outside is chaotic, it's not going to make it any easier or successful to have a holistic business if you're living that. So in a way, it's kind of finding that balance between the masculine energy of planning and strategy and understanding business, and the feminine energy of all of us that is, okay, once you have the strategy in place, allow the universe to let it come through, however it's going to come through.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let go.
Yeah, I think many, many entrepreneurs have trouble. I know I have from time to time as well, so I'm not perfect either. But to practice what you preach, you know, we're good at telling right. other people, you know, no, you do this, this is going to be, you know, but doing it ourselves when we're, you know, trying to keep a business going and growing and all of that, is we don't always do that. So I think that's absolutely excellent advice, because, you know, you have to have balance and you have to, you know, have enough. What is that? I think it's a Stephen Covey thing about having enough in your bank account, you know, so that you have enough to spend. It's like, don't let your bank account drop to nothing. Well, you can't let your own health, whether it be physical or emotional, spiritual or all three, deplete so much that you don't have enough to give. And people think that, and I think, and maybe women, I don't know, I don't mean to be stereotypical, but I think sometimes that women have a harder time with this. You know, it's the mother in us, it's the all that stuff, we're the caretakers, and we do and do and do for everybody else, and we don't always do for us. And I don't know, right. maybe I'm wrong, but the men that I know don't have as much of an issue with that as the women that I know.
It's true. I've seen both. I mean, yes, I've seen more women. I began as a life and wellness coach for women. But there's some men that also have trouble with that because they are the odd ones out in that sense. They're not the usual.
Sure.
They don't know how to balance that either.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, either way we look at it, it's whatever we do, whether it's our holistic business or our life or our family, it's we need to take care of us, because if not, we're going to burn out. And
exactly.
as holistic entrepreneurs, if we burn out, then we don't get to help the other people who are waiting for our help.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's been a fabulous discussion tonight with you, Angie, and I know that people are going to want more of you. So what's the best way for them to connect with you and the stuff that you have, the offerings that you have? Tell us more about that.
Well, if they want to look at the website, the online magazine, obviously it's www.happierhealthierwomen.com. The holistic entrepreneurs that are interested in kind of more what I talk about and the marketing part and the business part, I actually have a free ebook right now. I have a program that's called Launch with Confidence. And so many people have talked to me that they can't or they don't have the time to do the program now, but if I could give them a little bit. And part of everything that I do is sharing the knowledge. So I actually came up with an ebook that Holistic Entrepreneurs is meant exactly for all of us. And it touches a little bit, actually, of everything we've talked about, from personal transformation, confidence, marketing, ideal clients, target market. And it's very broken down. It's not rocket science. It's very broken down because I want people to be able to serve others. I mean, that's what I'm doing. And they could find that ebook at happierhealthierwomen.com/, and the word is launch, LAUNCH.
Great. And they can find you on Facebook too, I would imagine.
Yes, they could find me on Facebook. I have actually two different Facebook pages. The Happier, Healthier Women has a page of its own, which is the one we talked about. And then the other page is Angie Romero, Life and Wellness Coach for Women. So I'm always posting different things on both pages just to keep me entertained.
Yeah, I know. I do that too, because I have a couple of pages too. And it's a little bit more work. I try not to spend too much time on social media because it can really eat up your day. I mean, if you get into stuff and interested in all, it can waste a lot. It can spend a lot of time on it. So I try to, be very structured about how much time I spend on each day. But yeah, I think it's good to stay out there and stay connected. And when you have a page, and I've noticed this on your page, Angie, is that you have to be visible. You have to interact with people, and that's what kind of builds that community, that engagement. So
right.
Kudos to you for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Actually, that's one of the things I talk about in the book, and one of the things I teach my clients when we're talking about social media. They always tell me, how do I sell? How do I get more likes? Yeah, it's what we said. It's not a matter of getting likes. It's even if you have 50 people, if somebody talks to you, talk back. It's a communication form. It's not marketing. It's socializing. We kind of forget, and it's just people wanting people. And if you're posting something that means something to them, they're going to share it. And that's kind of how my page grew, because other pages have liked their stuff. Or I'll comment on their stuff, and they'll comment on my posts and just stuff like that. And they're conversations that are happening online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's been wonderful having you on the show tonight, Angie. I am so honored that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to spend time with us. So I again want to thank you for being here. And before we go to the next break, we'll say good night to you, because it's getting late. I don't know what time zone you're in, but thank you again so much for spending time with us.
No, you're welcome. And thank you. I've really enjoyed it.
I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I was here tonight with Angie Romero. She's a life and wellness coach, holistic practitioner, and the editor and publisher of the online magazine Happier, Healthier Women. It's been a fabulous show, and I really enjoyed our conversation. You know, I always like to leave the show each week with just my thought for the week, my success secret. And you can take this as homework or just a thought to ponder and think about. But what I'd like to leave you with this week is to really pay attention to your thoughts, because I truly believe our thoughts create our reality. I mean, thoughts create things. But it's not just the affirmation type of stuff. It's not the writing things down. It's not the words you always try to say. It's really more about the feeling. Earlier in the show, Angie was talking about the passion and having passion so that you have the energy and desire and happiness about what you're doing. Nobody can be that passion for you. Nobody knows how you're feeling. You know how you're feeling. And if you've got, as most people do, that little, inner critic who says, yeah, that's not going to work, or you feel like, who am I to say, that imposter syndrome, know that you can, you might have to work. There's methods to deal with this, but you can just sort of set that aside. And it's your choice. I mean, no one can choose for you. So choosing how you feel about things, if you want to do something like when I journal the future, that's what gets me revved up and excited about life. So think about the future as though you're already there. Feel like you're already there. That's really, I think, where the energy is. Now I have another great guest lined up for next week on Tuesday. It's going to be an awesome show, I can already tell. And I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. I know that everyone is super busy. I mean, that's the way life is, especially for holistic or any entrepreneur, really, of that matter, because when you're in your own business, there's nobody to do it for you. So you kind of end up doing a lot of those things yourself. So everyone is busy. I want to make sure that these shows are valuable because I want them to be a great use of your time. Now, I have a question for you. We were talking a little bit about, well, we talk on every show about sharing expertise. Do you feel like you're sharing your expertise in the biggest way possible? I believe that we all have a book inside of us, and it's easier today than ever to become a published author. And if you don't want to write a whole book, maybe write for a magazine. But getting published, I think, is huge. We all have a message to share, and you can help so many others. You can get the latest from me on our Facebook community at Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio or connect with me at BonnieGressel.com. I've got some free stuff on there. I've just put up a new freebie as well. And you can also pick my brain. Contact me and we can chat. The Holistic Entrepreneur can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, SpeakUp, Talk Radio, all kinds of places. I'm going to be back next week. And until then, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.